1 Chronicles chapter 10. The Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from the Philistines and fell mortally wounded at Mount Gilboa. The Philistines were closing in on Saul and his sons. They struck down Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The attack directed at Saul was fierce. The archers targeted him and hit him, and he was in great pain from his wounds. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through so that these uncircumcised fellows do not come and abuse me." His armor-bearer would not do it because he was too afraid. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, his entire house, died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that their army had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and lived in them. On the next day, when the Philistines came to strip those who had been killed in the battle, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped Saul, carried off his head and his armor, and sent them throughout Philistia to spread the good news to their idols and people. They put Saul's armor and weapons in the temple of their gods and impaled his skull in the temple of Dagon. The entire city of Jabesh-Gilead heard about everything that the Philistines had done to Saul. So all the courageous, strong men set out and carried away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons. They brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the terebinth tree in Jabesh. Then they fasted for 7 days. Saul died as a result of the unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, by not keeping the Lord's command and by seeking a medium to direct his actions. He did not seek guidance from the Lord. That is why the Lord brought about his death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Chapter 11. All Israel gathered to David at Hebron to say, "Look, we are your flesh and blood. Previously, when Saul was king, you led Israel out to battle and back again. Besides, the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be leader over my people Israel.'" All the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron. David made a covenant with them there in the presence of the Lord. They anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord from Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. The Jebusites were living in that part of the land. Those living in Jebus said to David, "You will not get in here." Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, which became the city of David. David had said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusites first will become the head and commander." Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first and became the head. David lived in the stronghold. That is why it is called the city of David. He built up the city all around the stronghold, from the Milo to the surrounding walls. Joab repaired the rest of the city. David became greater and greater because the Lord of armies was with him. These are the leaders of David's elite warriors who built up support for his kingdom throughout all Israel in order to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is the record of David's elite warriors. Jeshobeam, son of Hakamoni, head of the 30, wielded his spear against 300, who were killed at one time. After him came Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahite. He was in the group of three elite warriors. He was with David at Pas Damim, where there was a plot of land full of barley when the Philistines were gathered there for battle. The people had been fleeing from the Philistines, but they took their stand in the middle of that plot of land. They defended it and killed the Philistines. The Lord rescued them with a great victory. 3 of the 30 leaders went down to David at the rock by the cave of Adullam. The army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. While David was in the stronghold, the garrison of Philistines was in Bethlehem. David expressed this desire: "Who will give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem inside the gate?" The 3 broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem inside the gate. They took it and brought it to David. However, David was not willing to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord. He said, "I should be cursed by God if I did that. Shall I drink the blood of these men? They risked their lives to bring it to me." He was not willing to drink it. The 3 elite warriors carried out these actions. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was the leader of the 3. He wielded his spear against 300 and killed them. His reputation equaled that of the 3. He was considered twice as great as the group of 3. He became their commander, but he did not belong to the group of the 3. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a courageous man from Kabzeel, did great things. He struck down 2 lions of God from Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a cistern on a snowy day. He also killed an Egyptian who was 7.5 feet tall. The Egyptian was holding a spear like a weaver's beam. Benaiah went down to him with a staff, snatched the spear from the hand of the Egyptian, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, accomplished these feats. His reputation equaled that of the 3. Among the 30, he was considered great, but he did not belong to the 3. David placed him over his bodyguards. These were the elite warriors of the armies: Asahel, the brother of Joab; Elhanan, son of Dodo, from Bethlehem; Shemoth the Hororite; Helez the Pelonite; Ira, son of Akesh the Tekoan; Ebiezer from Anathoth; Sebekai the Hushathite; Eli the Ahohite; Merari the Netophathite; Heled, son of Baanah the Netophathite; Ithai, son of Ribai, from Gibeah of Benjamin; Benaiah the Pirathonite; Hurai from the ravines of Geesh; Abiel the Arbathite; Asmaveth the Baharumite; Eliaiba the Shaalbanite; the sons of Hashem the Gizonite; Jonathan, son of Shegeth the Hararite; Ahiam, son of Sakar the Hararite; Eliphal, son of Ur; Hefer the Mekarathite; Ahijah the Pelonite; Hezro the Carmelite; Naarai, son of Ezbai; Joel, the brother of Nathan; Mibhar, son of Hagri; Zelek the Ammonite; Naharai the Berathite, the armor-bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah; Ira the Ithrite; Gareb the Ithrite; Uriah the Hittite; Zabad, son of Ali; Adina, son of Shiza the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, who had 30 men with him; Hanan, son of Maacah; and Josaphat the Mithnite; Uzziah the Ashterathite; Shema and Jeiel, the sons of Hotham the Ararite; Jediel, son of Shimri, and his brother Joha the Tizzite; Eliel the Mahavite; and Jerubai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnaam; and Ithmah the Moabite; Eliel and Obed and Jaasiel the Mezobite.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.